This is Vatican News. Every year on the Sunday before Pentecost, the Church marks World Communications Day to celebrate the achievements of the media and to focus on how communications can best be used to promote gospel values. In the lead-up to this 52nd World Communications Day, Pope Francis released a message entitled "The Truth Will Set You Free, Fake News and Journalism for Peace." But what is peace journalism? Originally conceived some 60 years ago by the eminent peace scholar Johann Galtung, peace journalism is a model and a source of practical options for journalists. Galtung himself defined peace journalism as when editors and reporters make choices of what to report and how to report it that create opportunities for society at large to consider and value nonviolent responses to conflict. Speaking to Vatican News' Alessandro Gisotti, Galtung explained how he elaborated the concept of peace journalism, and he expressed his gratitude for Pope Francis's attention and support.
It simply came about by studying for the news, and that was done in 1960 actually, and right then it was about Cuba and Congo. So I was simply studying, and mainly Norwegian newspapers, how they handled it. And you can say, roughly speaking, that I came to four conclusions. The news had to be negative, had to be something about war and violence. It had to be actor-oriented, not structure. There had to be somebody to blame, which was very important. And it had, number three, to affect our countries, elite countries, and particularly, if possible, elite persons in elite countries. Now, that means four criteria, and you could then take an event and look at it. Does it score 0, 1, 2, 3, 4? And the likelihood of becoming news, not only an event, goes in the order 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It's been 60 years since then. What is peace journalism for you today?
Well, you see, in the meantime, I have been very much working on the whole concept of peace. So to me, the distinction between negative peace and positive peace is important. That means that peace journalism splits into two parts. The negative peace journalism, which is to try to find solutions to conflicts and traumas in order to reduce violence. And the positive peace journalism, which is to explore the possibility of more positive cooperation. In other words, the first one focuses on the negative and the second one on the positive. And do both. And you don't start with one and wait and then go on to the second. You start with both at the same time.
As you know, Pope Francis has dedicated the message for social communication of 2008 to peace journalism. How important is the stance of the Pope for you?
Well, I see the Pope as another very major spiritual positive figure in our time, and I'm, of course, deeply impressed by his picking up the concept of journalism for peace. I guess he said it probably in Italian, Giornalismo per la pace, and I find that a fantastic support, being very much an admirer of Pope Francis. I feel it as a great push and a great support.
In his message, Pope Francis affirms that peace is the true news. Why is it so difficult for the mass media to inform about peace while they always seem interested in wars?
They don't know how to write about it, you see. They're not even able to discover it. Imagine you are just an ordinary journalist looking for the negative, for an actor who's behind it so that you have somebody to blame, and looking for something that affects our countries, and particularly maybe important people in our countries. Imagine you are trained that way. There is no way in which you would discover peace. You see, there was a kind of remarkable case in Denmark where they suddenly started discussing conciliation. And that was conciliation with important things that had happened in Denmark in the past. And the journalists didn't write about it because they didn't even have the concept. So it's a question of training journalists. And in my experience, female, woman journalists understand these points immediately And you will find in the internet quite a lot of women journalists for peace and things of that kind, operating websites. And they are, to a large extent, giving the opposite news of what their male colleagues are trained to do.
So it is important to educate the formation of young journalists.
I think you put your finger just on the right point. It has to do with the education of journalists. And that means it has to do with academies of journalism, journalist schools, and so on. Now, I was once upon a time professor of sociology at Columbia University in New York, and they prided themselves on having a school of journalism. And what they did in that school of journalism was to tell the journalists how they did it. In other words, they took it for granted that the way they did it was just perfect. So it was just a question of learning how it was done. There wasn't a single idea of what I would call positive journalism. It was all exactly shaped according to the criteria I mentioned. And, you know, the Columbia School of Journalism set the trend for the U.S., and United States of America sets the trend for much of the rest of the world. So it was important.
That was peace scholar Johan Galtung speaking there to Alessandro Gisotti.